John the Baptist, John the Immerser, as my Baptist seminary professors called him. John the Outsider, John the Intruder. John didn't come from the house of the emperor, the governor, or any governmental leader. He was Zachariah and Elizabeth's kid. He did really have a priestly lineage. It was on both parents' side, and, well, they weren't really part of the power players, though, in the priestly lineage. He wasn't part of any power system. He was out in the wilderness. He didn't know how things worked. He didn't know how to blend in to the powers that were around him. So to the power system, John, yes, was an outsider, but because he came really to upset the status quo, he was an intruder. And he came, intruder from the wilderness, preaching in a different way. Because it wasn't the way of power. It wasn't the way of fame. It wasn't the way of just keeping your nose clean and fitting in. The way John preached was about getting ready for the one who would put everything back in order. John preached about turning away from sin. He preached about all of humanity taking a different path. He did not preach about everyone should eat bugs. He just ate bugs. That was kind of his, not his only meal, but, you know, he ate a lot of bugs. And he was an intruder. Because in a status quo that wasn't about any of that, this intruder was about peace, justice, and equality. He wasn't about violence or saber rattling or inflammatory rhetoric. Some people like to twist John's words. Some people like to twist all of Christianity. And they call it, well, they say that it's a call to arms and a call to a war against the powers that surround us. Sometimes people take John's words and say, anything that is not Christian the way I think it has to be fought against, sometime with violence and saber rattling or outright war. So do we still hear John, the intruder's words as a call to arms? Do we still hear them as a war against the powers that surround us? Or maybe, can we focus on turning away from sin and turning toward God? Kind of John's message. John the intruder was calling for all to see what is coming. And yes, he was calling for us to see the arrival of Jesus. Also, though, in this larger sense, can it be larger than Jesus? The subject matter surrounding Jesus, deliverance, safety, life-changing good news. John was preparing the way for Jesus. And when Jesus arrived, he didn't go on the attack. Jesus didn't issue a call to arms. Jesus didn't instigate a war against the powers that be. I mean, first he was a little kid. And some people think that maybe Jesus did that, but every time Jesus was given an opportunity to say, you want to get rid of the emperor, he wouldn't come out and say that. He said, my kingdom is not of this world. But what did Jesus do? Same thing that John did. Jesus called on the whole world to turn away from sin and turn toward God. Not turn away from justice and toward power. Not turn away from freedom and toward a locked gate and a wall. Not to turn away from humility and towards vitriol. Not to turn away from peace and toward war. War. As long as you have known me, 6+ years, probably no secret that I am opposed to war. Want to put a label on it? I'm a pacifist. I'm also opposed to things like saber rattling, inflammatory words, and vitriolic language when it comes to any issue, not just war. And I lament that service people are deployed to face and be part of violence in the name of peace. But, I also recognize that things aren't as easy as there must be no violence. Or there must be more troops. Or never say anything provocative. Or I'm going to send in more troops to protect against refugee intruders. See, catchphrases and impulsive responses to difficult situations are what cause escalating and continuing trouble and violence. They are what incite people to do horrible things. They are the things that people use to terrorize. And difficult situations and difficult Bible passages, they need space. They need contemplation, discussion, reflection, not violent knee-jerk reactions. I don't know whose phone it is, but nice ringtone. That's kind of cool. It was too easy when John and Jesus walked the earth to expect a violent and powerful king was going to come and take over. Because things were not good, and that's kind of what the prophets called for. Jesus and John just did it differently. And it is too easy to take today's Bible reading and see violent and powerful soldiers coming in to fill every valley, make every mountain and hill low, and make every crooked path straight. We're going to enforce the peace with our guns. It's too easy to define everything as good or bad, left or right, Christian or unchristian. It's way too easy to bend the Bible so that it fits our agenda. Remember what John was communicating: deliverance, safety, life-changing good news, a caring community of Christ, a people of prayer and action, a beacon of hope, justice, and peace. No, John didn't say those words, but it fits right in. So I'm going to read the reading again. Let's hear it as a people who expect God's life-changing good news for all. I may not say all the names. In the 15th year of the emperor with a long name, when a lot of other leaders were all over the place, religious leaders, government leaders, God came to John in the wilderness. He went into the region around the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. He spoke the words of the prophet, the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled, every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, the rough ways made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God." Advent continues. Blue. Christmas is coming. White. Let's prepare with peace, love, and justice. Let's get ready. Amen.